Welcome to Terrace House Matcha, the podcast that spills the tea on BGND. My name is Jack, and I am your host. This week, we are covering everyone the 84th week indefinite reservation. And I don't know about you guys, but the last 2 days, I've been really looking forward to this episode coming out, watching it. We've been building up so long to so many things, so many climaxes. What's going to happen with Earth? What's going to happen with Love, Ken, Ryoko? What's going to happen with Tetron's backflipping? What's going to happen with Makun and Sena? And it all seems to be coming to a head. Hopefully. But we know how Terrace House likes to drag these things out. So I just got to let you know, thank you so much to everyone for just reaching out, for just, you know, being there as support through all the difficult times. It's been rough, you know, but again, you know, starting the show back up after taking some weeks off due to, you know, unforeseen challenges in life, it just feels good to come back and be here again and doing the show. So hopefully you guys are enjoying it. Hopefully you guys are having fun. You know, we're here coming towards the end of this long journey, this long incredible Terrace House Boys and Girls Next Door journey. But in all honesty, it really is great to just be doing the show again. And I just really appreciate you guys just wanted to vocalize that. So what's been up with me? Well, Coming to America came back out. And I almost said Coming to America 2, but they stylized it with Coming the Number 2 America. So whatever. But if you ever watched the Eddie Murphy movie back in the 80s, it's just an all-time classic movie from 88. It's hard to believe that, really, is that movie 30 years old? Holy crap. But anyways, that's on Amazon. And it made me laugh. I will say it was funny. You know, it wasn't a great movie. It definitely has its problems, has its issues. But just to watch, like, on, you know, an evening or a weekend or whatever, just have it on, and there's some good, you know, some proper funny parts in it. So I would say it's a decent movie. It was a fun way to spend a couple hours there. So I watched that, just been really just, you know, trying to make progress with the house and the homestead and all that stuff. So some of that's in my hands, some of that is out of my hands, of course. But that is continuing to improve, so that's good to see. And looking forward to just having everything return to, again, some level of normalcy. But that's kind of what I've been up to recently. But really just looking forward to getting right into this episode, guys. Like I said, the buildup has been strong, and Sena left us there with our, as you said, with our hands out, like, give us Trendy. Give me Trendy. Come on, let's go. Let's do this. So I say let's go, guys. Let's get it going. And we've got the links up. Let me make sure English subs are up. We'll do a countdown, and we'll get right into it, guys, with the 84th week indefinite reservation. So let's do it, guys. All right, and we're going to count it down in 3, 2, 1, play. Konbanwa. Nice overalls, Torichon. What's I'm saying? Yes, it was quite the week. Oh, the anticipation. Gave her a whole week to think about it, to stew. It's been a while. It certainly has. Really? I'm looking forward to it. I think it's positive. Uh-oh. Oh, he has a point. Somebody shows his ass on TV. I love this flyer. Tetron flipping out here. Look at this. 1, 2. With the 3-piece backflip. Holy shit. I'll probably never be able to do that. If I can't do it now. Oh my gosh, they haven't even started yet. Is that trendy? Live by the trend, die by the trend. Oh, are they going to get to see it? Poseidon, Japan. Gather around. Are they going to get to watch it? Is there video? Or are they just going to see the score? Uh-oh. Oh. Oh. Uh-oh. They're seeing the score in real time. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Kazakhstan. Really? They can lose every game, beat Canada, and still be in the championship? Yikes. Is he playing the song? That's what I want to know. Yeah, a little short little thing. That's all. It would be nice, but they're always like overseas when he's poloing, it seems. Or training. Oh no, Ken. Damn it. Yamachan cursed us with this outcome. Or no, that wasn't Yamachan. That was the boy prince. Thanks, Alice, for the translations, of course. And Brian Goob, what up? Shout out to the fan community out there. Without you guys, I wouldn't have a show doing this. So, mad props. Wow. Oh, this is the scenario we were fearing of. It seemed like such a sure thing that he was going to come back and confess. But there is a good point there. If he loses every match, and if they don't win against Canada and don't do anything, he's going to maybe think, now's not the time for a relationship. Oh, it's too logical. Oh, here we go. The body paint worked out. Wow, what are we doing here? What's this going to look like? Oh, some hard lines. Gosh, stressful. So quiet, room full of people. Oh, cool looking. Whoa, detailed. I was wondering how detailed it was going to get. It's basically like tats. Chains and shit. Yeah, looks cool. It's neat. Dang, man. Frankie just building that portfolio, that resume. The body paint's a major component of her look for that video, too. That's awesome. Yeah, it looked good. Oh, here we go. Ken talk. If you're confessed to. Wow. So weird. Just have your personal life out there, but I guess that's what you sign up for with Terrace House. You don't know what? Huh? See, man, you just never know. what I'm worried about what others will say. Oh, don't get in that trap. I mean, you'll never know if you don't try. And we don't know where his head's at either. Right now, to be fair. A week's a long time. Totally, this could be a good thing. Don't focus on the negative. Like, oh, well, I'm worried. I'm scared. I mean, all considerations be made. But, I mean, don't just sabotage it and just cut things off, I guess, before giving it a try. Listen to your heart. That's where I'm at with it. Yeah. Yeah, well, I told Santa about what you said. Which was... Oh, yeah, I put Makun on blast. Oh, he's gone. This music's so sentimental. Dang it. Dang it. Yeah. What's up with that? Valid question. I think it would boost your serotonin. Seriously, man. Omi. Man, he nailed that on the head. Well. Oh, thank goodness. Weird, but it sounded like it. Okay, yeah, it would make sense if they lose all but one and go to the finals, yeah. See, makes sense he's not in the finals. Right. Yikes. A small consolidation win. Not a good one. This is profession here. I'm nervous when I wasn't nervous before. I wanted a confession. I like them as a couple, guys. I'm rooting for them. Hello. Oh, good. Good news. Whoa, they have to have a lottery. What? Standing room only. Wow, good job, everybody. This shit better be good, y'all. That's what I'm saying. Now it's on you. Oh, please, Earth, please be funny. You have no idea. Got all my fingers crossed for you. The cheese smells bad. It's because it's natto. I hear it's really good for you. It looks really gross. I would try it, though. Oh, still. Oh, solemn mood. The pinstripe suit didn't help. Oh. 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 Take your suit off, dude. Relax. Take your damn watch off. Kick your feet up. Yikes. Oh, I feel bad for him, man. I know how it feels to lose sports just for fun, let alone when that's your job. Can only imagine. We know. You don't have to say anything. We know. He's always gone anyways practicing. He works so hard now. What do you mean practice more? Train more. You're in the house like one day a week, it seems like. Right. damn it. See, she's... I think Ryoko's just like, she's thinking negative because she's shielding herself from any potential disappointment. And now it's like even going to get worse now because there's no way. Oh, God, it's happening now in the house? Right this moment. This is definitely no damn confession. Oh, please surprise me. Oh, this is definitely bad news. Why would you do this right this moment? Oh, gosh. This is terrible. This is terrible. No, we're in the middle of it, aren't we? Two-thirds through the episode? Yeah, we got time. I don't like this. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. It's like he's breaking up with her and they never even, like, got together. Oh. Oh. Fuck. I was going to confess, but I've realized, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Fuck. The piano's playing. We all know what this means. I don't...
Fuck.
She was preparing herself for this. God, in retrospect, he shouldn't have said anything if he wasn't like sure of what it was going to say, right? If it was all dependent on, well, this, I better win here, otherwise. God, it seems like he works so hard already is my thing. Like, what? How many more hours can you squeeze out of the day? And will that even be beneficial? Yeah. You'd have some idea. Fuck. I'm bummed. Damn, what a bummer. I really felt like they could have made a cute couple. Fuck. They went on some cute date things already. No love in Tara's house. Fuck. All those cute bentos. All the thoughtful things she did for him. The spray didn't help. Right. I mean, that's true, mostly. He's the Oracle. Right, it's not impossible. I would think they could, yeah. Yeah. Spill it, Tori. He's giddy. We know this. At least they're lightening the mood a little bit. It's pretty solemn, man. I'm bummed. My argument is maybe more guys on the polo team need to be dating. Maybe they need girlfriends. Maybe they're burning themselves out with working too much. Totally common in Japan. Y'all need some bright spots in your life. Gosh. You need some balance, man. Also, it's a team sport. I mean, yeah, you got to be your best, but you can't shoulder all of the blame, I guess, is what I'm saying. Man, there just ain't no love in this house. Are we going to get Earth's performance? Are we going to get Sana Maku in this episode? It's becoming less likely. Gosh. It was. Right. But then... Oh, go. Please go. Oh, she does. Oh, it's sad. Go watch him. How come no one in the house has seen him yet? That'd be fun. Oh, it'd be so sweet. How far is that? Aw, it is a good idea. Aw. Aw. Well, I guess we have that to look forward to. I think she'll go. Right? Yep, I was right. Do we get a panel? Probably not. Nope, we do. No, it's not! Right. The suitcase camera. Covert operation. Like a widow at funeral. Yeah, she will. I want her to. Right. Yeah, if he loses, then yeah. Right. Oh. Go drown. It is really deep. Yikes. That look on Bob Zona's face there, like, yo. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck, guys, that sucks. I was looking forward to so much goodness happening. We didn't see anything happen. This was basically the whole episode. It was between Ken and Ryoko. Yeah, we didn't see the Earth thing. We didn't see Makun Sena. No trendiness was happening there. This is all basically Kenya and Ryoko. And it was bad news. And it was kind of foreshadowed there in the beginning. With Omi predicting that, you know, he has a good point. Like, no one's going to go out there thinking they're going to lose. Right. So, wow. What a misfortunate, like, thing that he even said anything. Like, next week I have something important to tell you. Not considering that it's contingent on my victories, you know. But my argument, I stand with that, okay? Maybe guys on the water polo team need to be dating more. Maybe they're working and practicing too much and burning out. Something needs to change, right? If they're clearly losing, I don't know, I wasn't doing the math there, but what, 5-6 out of 7-8 matches, like a high percentage of your matches, if you're losing, something needs to change. So what you're doing now is not the right way. And what it seems like they're doing now based on the schedule is practicing their ass off nonstop. And then you travel. I mean, that shit is tiring. We know this. Well, it's not completely over, of course. She's, you know, they're still friends. They're still going to text. He's just not going to confess. It's kind of crazy that he said, I was going to confess. I mean, we all knew it, but the fact that he vocalized it there to her upstairs was real, real blunt. Like, yeah, I was going to tell you, we were going to be a boyfriend, girlfriend, and now we're not. And, that's where we're at with it, guys. Holy crap. So indefinite reservation was not the joyous title. that would have told us that we're going to see love. And next week in the 85th week, it just gets even darker. 85th week, last trendy. So this seems to be the end of Makun Sena. I don't want to think about it too much, but it's kind of where I always thought it was going to be going. But yeah, 85th week, guys, next week in 5 days from now, last trendy. We're going to watch that. And who knows? Hopefully we'll see Earth too. I'm really looking forward to that. That's building up and building up and building up. And wow, the news with them is that they have so many reservations. They're going to have to do a freaking lottery because they don't have enough seats. Maybe they should move the venue if they're going to make more money. But that's too crazy to do in short order. So now the burden is on them to produce a good show. And they better be funny. And you guys know how I feel about Earth. They've almost pretty much never been funny yet. Sorry. Ipe-chan, if you're listening to this show, I don't know if you speak English. Thanks for liking our post on Instagram, though. Shout out. But I don't know. I'm rooting for you, though. My God, am I rooting for you. I want it to be good. And I am optimistic, okay? I want you guys to stay together. Have a long, good, fruitful career. But I'm just being real. Like, you're going to have to step up your game. Standing room only. That is going to be an event. And I want it to be a triumph of the house coming together and helping Earth, you know, dodge that giant meteor that's coming to destroy Earth. So that's where we're at. Didn't see too much of Tetchon. He talked with Frankie at the table. And she's like, yeah, by the way, I told Sena that thing that you weren't sure whether you should tell her or not. I told her. So, yeah. Did I forget anything? Makun's traveling. That's about it. Frankie did the body art. Looked pretty cool. I think it went well. And that might lead and translate to more work with that label. And maybe other artists. So that's really cool. I'm so happy for her. So Frankie's winning on that front. But yeah, guys, love is continuing to be an elusive thing in Terrace House, Boys and Girls Next Door. So let's go. Let's go forward. Move ahead. 85th week. Last trendy. This is the death knell of Sena and Makun, probably. And it's like the world's slowest train wreck happening in slow motion. And we're going to get to it, guys. So look forward to that, right? On a positive note. But have a great weekend. We'll see you again. As always, please email the show at terracehousematcha@gmail.com. Follow me on @MatchaPod on Twitter and Instagram. Follow the show at Terrace House Matcha. And man, it's good to be back. Thank you guys again for all the support, all the well wishes, all the positive messages. Really appreciate you guys. And we'll see you next Matcha Monday. Till then, bye.